Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's Azure Friday. We're here with Kevin Lamb. We're talking about Azure Scheduler.
Yes, very excited to show you the new Azure Scheduler.
Mm-hmm.
Just to give you a little background, for those that don't know what the Azure Scheduler is, it's a platform service for scheduling reliable actions on a recurrent or complex schedule.
Is this like a cron job in the cloud?
Kind of like a cron job in the cloud, but it's important to note that Scheduler is responsible for invoking the endpoints as opposed to actually running the job itself.
I see. So Scheduler, you set up the timing of it, and it could be complicated, it could be simple.
Yep.
And you're guaranteed to tell me about it at the exact right time.
Exactly.
And then I take action based on your invocation.
Well, you'll define the action. The action could be reaching out to an HTTP endpoint, or it could be sending a message on a queue.
Oh, okay. And then from there, I build on top of that.
Exactly.
So it's a fundamental platform service.
It is. It is considered one of our Ring One services in Azure.
Oh, okay. And I assume then if it's a Ring One service, then Azure itself is using it for things.
Yes. We have other Azure services actually using Scheduler to do scheduled workloads in their backend.
That's cool. I like services I can rely on.
Yeah. And that also means that it's in every Azure data center in the world.
Mm-hmm. And so I have this now. I'm an Azure user. I use websites.
Yep.
I have it. I just may not be using it.
That's right. You may not be taking advantage of a great feature that's in Azure.
All right. Let's hear about it.
Okay. So let's give you a little overview first. First, we have a set of actions. There are built-in actions that we have in Scheduler.
Okay.
And those actions include HTTP actions. You can reach out to a URI and invoke that on a particular schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Storage queue actions. So you can actually send a message onto a storage queue.
Mm-hmm.
Service bus queues and topics.
Okay.
So you can send messages in those as well.
Okay.
Queues and topics are typically used for asynchronous workloads in the backend, where the HTTP requests are usually used for synchronous workloads where you have a REST endpoint.
Okay, so if I've got a worker role that needs to do something, I can put a notification on a queue and deal
exactly.
with it as I like. But if I'm a website person, I can treat this as a scheduled web hook almost.
Exactly, that's
nice.
Right. And we also have a built-in error handler so that you can define what's considered an error action.
Mm-hmm.
So that if that main action fails, you can actually do a different action in response to that. And that's used for two scenarios. One is I can use that as a management endpoint. So if my request fails, I can go call my own management backend to say, hey, something went wrong with the system, or use it as a reliable failover in case the main endpoint is dead. I can have it an alternate endpoint to send things to.
Convenient.
The last part is configurable retry. So we will do our best to make sure that we get that request out to the action that you described.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So we have cloudilities. So those cloudilities include high availability. High availability means that no matter what happens on the Azure side, we've built the right infrastructure to make sure that we're guaranteeing that job will run. So for example, if one of the data centers blows up for some horrible reason, we actually have those same jobs running in another data center so that it will guarantee to run no matter what happens.
And as the user of it, I don't have to think about that implementation.
That's right. So in some resources, you're responsible for figuring out, hey, I need to create two data centers and put some type of routing in front of those two things in case a failure occurs. You don't have to worry about that at all. That's all built into Azure Scheduler. So as I mentioned before, we have error handlers and configurable retry.
Mm-hmm.
So we are going to do our best to make sure that we hit that endpoint. So by default, even without you having to configure retry, we'll retry a number of times to make sure that request goes out.
And that's configurable.
And that's configurable. Mm-hmm. You can set it, I think out of box, it's 4 times every 30 seconds. And if you want, you know, sometimes some systems have a management downtime, and that could be an hour, and you know that it's an hour, so then you can configure your retry to kind of compensate for that hour time frame.
Very cool.
Okay. Scheduling. So of course, as a core part of Azure Scheduler, you need some scheduling.
Mm-hmm.
So there's three types of scheduling that we have, which is fire once, so you can configure it to say, hey, fire at 5 o'clock tomorrow.
Right.
We'll just do that. Simple recurrence, run a job every minute, every hour, every 3 days.
Right.
You can configure that as well. And most interestingly, complex schedules. So you can go ahead and create a job that runs on the first Monday and last Friday at 5:30 and 6:15 p.m. to make sure that your job's running those weird schedules.
Yeah, I did financial services and batch billing and stuff and all sorts of strange things and holidays. And
yeah, and some people want to use this, for example, to say, hey, shut down my VM during the week and turn it on during the weekends or vice versa, depending mm-hmm. on the types of workloads you're doing.
That's a really interesting point. I think that there have been times when I wanted to automate things like shutting a VM down to save money. I never realized I could use Azure to do that.
It's just the REST endpoint, right? So if you can access that REST endpoint, you can actually go ahead and do that. And so that's just the post action to start and stop a VM.
Nice.
Monitoring. We manage the execution history, so we'll show you a nice list of all the actions that were fired, and you can see the responses for each of those actions when they occurred. And finally, outbound authorization. So for the queues and topics, we have SAS tokens.
Sure.
And then for HP requests, we support basic auth, client certificates, and Active Directory OAuth.
Okay, that's convenient. I was worried that it was just a matter of public URLs out there that you're going to go
and hit. That would be boring.
That would be boring. Okay, cool. So that's handled.
Yeah. So in the latest release, we added a couple of new things.
Okay.
Now we are part of the Azure Resource Manager, our scheduled resource provider. Mm-hmm. And so what that means is that we get all the benefits of Azure Resource Manager. That includes deployment templates, so now you can include a scheduled job as part of your resources that you deploy with. Mm-hmm. Role-based access control, so now you can create job collections and decide who has read or write access to those jobs in that job collection. Mm-hmm. And then finally, audited management operations, so you can see exactly who did what to your resources.
Okay. Yeah, Azure, being able to declaratively describe the solution, the here is the system, mm-hmm. of which scheduler is a piece of that.
Right.
Now that's handled.
And it comes as a deployment package, and it's really easy to do, and IT guys will love that.
Okay.
One of the latest features that we've added is Service Bus. This has been one of our top asks. Mm-hmm. And so now you can have actions that do send messages to both queues and topics. Mm-hmm. Along with that, we've allowed you to configure all the brokered message properties. So queues and topics comes with a whole set of properties you can set on correlation and time to live, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And you can set all those within our portal experience, as well as configuring custom message properties. So if you want to add message properties yourself, you can go ahead and do that. Along with those messages, we actually send the scheduler custom properties as well, so you can see what the job name was, what time we sent it at, where it actually got sent.
There's a whole context bag that's being sent.
Exactly, that gets sent with it. And if you don't care about it, you can ignore it, but a lot of guys like to see what happened with those messages.
All right.
And finally, in our newest Azure portal experience, in the classic portal, we had a pretty constrained experience for how you can configure your jobs.
Right.
And now we've completely opened that up. So for any capability that we have in the schedule today, you can actually have a portal experience for creating that. So for example, in the classic portal, you couldn't configure retry policy, error actions, advanced schedules, and outbound authentication. You can only do that through the APIs. So now we've exposed all that to the user in the portal.
So you're in the codename Ibiza, the portal.azure.com, which is released. It's
available. Now GA, that's right.
So you're in there with everybody else.
Exactly.
Very cool.
So management endpoints. So one of the things that can confuse some folks is about the classic portal and the new portal.
Right.
And there's what's called the service management interface versus the Azure resource management interface.
Right.
So as we talk about the portals and the resource provider, I wanted to give some context to that. So as users go ahead and start using that, if they were previous users before of the classic system, mm-hmm. then what does that mean in the new world? So in the classic portal, the URI that you had was management.windows.azure.com.
Right.
And that was how you access the classic portal. Behind the scenes, that went to the service management interface, and that's the URI for the service management interface.
Right, I remember this. It's that REST-based service. It's very programmatic. It gave you programmatic access to stuff.
That's right. And we were one of the latest resource providers, so they gave us something what's called a cloud service. This was always confusing to users because they confused that with hosted services, mm-hmm. which is, so it's not compute. It's just a container that was in the service management interface.
Right.
And then from there, it went to our scheduled resource provider. Mm-hmm. And so, I included the URIs so you can see that path for how you got to the resource provider
right.
from that classic portal, or if you're using the classic APIs to get there.
Right.
That included, we have an SDK to go down that path and access the resource provider.
Right.
In the newer world, we have the released Azure portal, mm-hmm. And that's through portal.azure.com, so that defaults to that new portal experience, which then goes to the Azure Resource Manager, also known as ARM. In ARM, the containment is through resource groups. Mm-hmm. And from a resource group, you get to our same resource provider, which then allows you to access the job collections. So you have Microsoft Scheduler.job collections. And what's important here, of course, then we have the NuGet package for X in this new path. But what's important to note here is no matter which path you used to create jobs, mm-hmm. The jobs will show up on both sides.
So phrasing it a little bit differently, the Azure scheduler is the Azure scheduler.
That's right. You don't have to, I created it in the classic model. Do I have to recreate that in the Azure resource?
Good.
So no matter which endpoint you use, they will all be seen as the same set of resources.
Excellent. And you don't have to. So if you've got existing stuff, this service management interface will be supported for a long time.
That's right. It'll continue to work.
You don't have to rewrite anything.
No.
And it's the same reliable scheduler that you're used
That's
to.
That's right. Now, we recommend that people use the Azure Resource Manager. We have a lot of benefits from using that path and that front end. And just a little note that, you know, you have the cloud services on the left-hand side and the resource groups on the right-hand side. Mm-hmm. That's our mapping across the two worlds. So those are actually the same. So sometimes you don't even realize you're creating a cloud service, so you might see funny names in your new resource group if you use the new portal.
Very cool. Cool, so we're going to dig in a little bit deeper in another episode and learn more about scheduling here on Azure Friday.